Good morning. The time is 8 minutes after 8 on Wednesday, May 28th, and you are tuned to WPRB Stereo 103.3 FM Princeton or online around the world at WPRB.com. Welcome to another edition of Classical Discoveries, the program devoted to rarely heard repertoire of all periods with an emphasis on the old and the new. I am your host, Marvin Rosen, and I'm with you every Wednesday morning from 6 to 11. Thank you so much for joining me. I would like to let you know one more time that I will be performing a piano recital on Saturday evening, May 31st. That's this Saturday at 8 p.m. in Bristol Chapel on the campus of Westminster Choir College of Ryerson University here in Princeton. My program will be devoted to music from the final quarter of the 20th century to the present day and will include both American and world premiere performances. For ticket information, call 609-921-2663. That's 609-921-2663. The next hour of today's program is going to focus on Greece as we get ready for our visit by the Greek composer Vangelis Petsalis. We are actually going to go now actually to a work inspired by Greece. This is by the English composer John Foulds, who lived from 1880 to 1939. He was born in Manchester and was a cellist with the Halle Orchestra while being self-taught as a composer. During most of his composing career, Foulds was known mainly for his light music. However, he also wrote deeply felt orchestral, chamber, and instrumental works. We will hear now Hellas, a suite of ancient Greece, Opus 45 by John Foulds. The work is in six movements and employs classical Greek modes. It is scored for double string orchestra, harp, and percussion. The London Philharmonic Orchestra is conducted by Barry Wordsworth. Music by John Foulds. Thank you. You just heard Hellas, a suite of ancient Greece, Opus 45, by the English composer John Foulds, as performed by the London Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Barry Wordsworth. John Foulds lived from 1880 to 1939. And this is Classical Discoveries with Marvin Rosen, where music by a little-known Greek composer will be coming up shortly.
Good morning, I'm Sandy, inviting you to join me on WPRB's Opera Show, Sunday mornings from 7 to 10 a.m. I'll be here each week with a complete opera, so you can enjoy these masterpieces in their entirety, just as the composer intended, performed by the great vocal artists of the past century. See you Sundays at 7 a.m. for the best in opera on WPRB in Princeton.
By the way, I will be sitting in for Sandy this Sunday, June 1st, and will be playing the Armenian opera David Beg by Armen Tigranian. The program will air from 6:30 to 10 o'clock and will also include a musical tribute to the Armenian diva, Lucine Zakarian. Hope you will be able to join me for that. WPRB wants you to know that if you have an elderly family member who could benefit from the companionship of a college student, Temple University's Time Out program could be for you. For more than 14 years, the Time Out program has offered an important support to caregivers and their elderly relatives by mobilizing college students to provide a variety of in-home services, including companionship, meal preparation, and recreational and social activities. The older person must live in Philadelphia in order to qualify for the program. For information about Time Out, contact Smith at 215-204-6540. The number again is 215-204-6540. And this has been a public service announcement from WPRB.
Thank you.
You just heard the Kleft Dances by the Greek composer Petros Petridis, who lived from 1892 to 1977. The Bulgarian Radio and Television Orchestra was conducted by Biron Fidetsis. Petros Petridis was a leading figure of the Greek National School of Music and wrote 5 symphonies, 1 opera, various concertos, chamber music, and many songs. And that was from a Lyra compact disc produced in Greece that also contains Petridis's 1st symphony. We are going to continue now with some Byzantine music as arranged by Christodoulos Halaris. We will hear the work titled The So-Called Nigh as conducted by Maestro Halaris. You just heard some Byzantine music as arranged by Christodoulos Halaris. The work was titled The So-Called Nigh and conducted by Maestro Halaris. We are going to go now to a real rarity as we continue with music from the Greek Renaissance. We will hear now a motet by Frangiscos Leontaritis, who lived from 1518 to 1572. He was a gifted singer as well as a composer and was a member of the famous choir of San Marco in Venice. We will hear the motet In Te Domine Speravi as performed by the vocal ensemble Polyphonia, conducted by Nikos Kotrakoys, here on WPRB.
Thank you.
The vocal ensemble Polyphonia was just conducted by Nikos Kotrokoiis in the motet In Te Domine Speravi by the Greek Renaissance composer Frangiskos Leontaritis, who lived from 1518 to 1572. We are going to go now to a brief excerpt from the soundtrack to the film September. The music is by Nikos Platerakos. Platerakos, who was born in Athens and is known for his soundtracks. He studied music theory and piano at the National Conservatory of Greece and also studied with the German composer Hans Werner Henze. The Orchestra of Colors performs. Just heard a brief excerpt from the film September by Nikos Platerakos, who was born in Athens. The Orchestra of Colors performed here on WPRB. In a little while, I will be joined by the gifted young Greek composer Vangelis Petsalis, who is here visiting the States. In fact, he's just a few inches away from me right now. Before we talk with him, however, let's listen to his very beautiful Adagio and Fugue for String Orchestra. The first part of the work was written in 1989, and the fugue was composed in 1993. Alkis Paniotopoulos conducts members of the Symphony Orchestra of Bulgaria. Thank you. You just heard the very beautiful Adagio and Fugue for String Orchestra by the gifted young Greek composer Vangelis Petsalis. Alkis Paniotopoulos conducted members of the Symphony Orchestra of Bulgaria, and that was from an Agora compact disc.